Well, we thank you for joining us this afternoon here on Consumer Magazine. We have another great show lined up for you here, so we want you to stay right where you are. In fact, if you're able to alert your friends to tune into the show, definitely do that, because we'd love to have as many people as we can have on board. We have our good friends Lori Trowell and John Hickson from the Hickson Law Firm once again with us today. Guys, welcome back.
Hello.
Hey, Ron.
Good to see you. And, of course, we're going to be talking about the topic of bankruptcy, and we have, in times past, had conversations to where we're sort of slowly diffusing that term. John, I think it's interesting, as we think about the concept of bankruptcy, it has carried with it for the longest time a stigma that people are not too proud of, but we're finding that this really is something that turns out to be a blessing for so many people, isn't it?
Yes, it's a help to many people to file bankruptcy and discharge their debts and go forward with a life that, you know, is free of the debt that they just can't carry anymore.
Right, right. You know, Lori, I think it's interesting as we look at the process of this, we really are discovering that the process of bankruptcy, it doesn't leave them in such a condition where they think they're going to be. I mean, they can actually establish credit. There's things mm-hmm. they can do on the other side that's positive, isn't it?
Yes, there is life after bankruptcy.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as menacing as what people think.
Mm-hmm. You know, as the director of operations there at the Hickson Law Firm, I tested this out, John. I call one day, and she does answer the phone. I think that's awesome that Lori answers the phone. You're not going to go to voicemail. And we bring this out for a reason, because in a lot of cases, in other situations, you might make a phone call. You may wind up in a voicemail that won't get checked for a couple days. Then another 2 days or so, somebody will get back to you. No one has that kind of time, Lori, to wait around like that, do they?
Well, we find that the bankruptcy mails are very different, and that is one of the things that makes us very different from them, is that you get a live person mm-hmm. and we're nice and we don't make them wait. And they actually meet with John.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go to court, they actually go with him.
Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. So we are very different, and that's just a couple of ways.
Well, we're going to be telling you about the Hickson Law Firm during our conversation. Of course, we'll give you some unique aspects about the Hickson Law Firm that you'll find to be very interesting, and certainly something that we want to point you in the direction of. If this is something that you are facing and you have been praying about a situation like this, or someone you know, certainly we'd love to have you pass on the information. I want to get to a phone call, guys. We have one of your customers actually on the line with us. Ann is joining us today, and Ann, I understand that you've had a great experience with the Hickson Law Firm. Tell us about that, if you will.
I will. I did have a good experience with them. At the time I went, I kind of debated whether I wanted to do bankruptcy or not, and I called and spoke with John first and, you know, kind of told him my situation, and I wasn't really sure whether bankruptcy was the right route for me.
Mm-hmm.
But after talking to him and him explaining how bankruptcy worked, it turned out to be a good deal for me.
We know, Ann, I think it's interesting as we talk about this, because when you went into the experience and you finally got in front of John and Lori and you began to see of kind of their gentle nature in handling all this, is that something that kind of surprised you? And I'm sure it blessed you in the process, huh?
Well, you know what? It did bless me. When I went to the law firm and spoke with John and Lori about my bankruptcy, they made me feel at home. You know, sometimes when people file bankruptcy, they feel so tensed up, and sometimes you're embarrassed about it, you know, because you have to file bankruptcy. But Lori made me feel good about the situation. She was very, very helpful to me. Any questions I had, whether it was about the bankruptcy or about what would happen afterwards, she was just there, you know.
Yeah.
And John's got he's got a good assistant. She's very, very good.
I've told him that.
I had a good experience with him.
Thank you, Ann.
Yeah. And one more question for you. You know, on the back side of this experience and coming and meeting John, going through the process and everything, the dischargal and all that kind of thing that's gone on, how are you feeling right now? I'm sure you're feeling a great degree of freedom, aren't you?
I am. John, he's a great attorney. I was very nervous about the situation. He did meet me at court. The process was so simple. I didn't really think it would be that simple, but it actually was simple.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to do a whole lot, you know, because I'd already previously given John all my creditors and everything I needed, and it was taken care of. Now that everything is done, it's been discharged, I don't have the pressure of collectors calling me, harassing me. I don't get all the mail, the junk mail from Owen, you know, all the people that I owe. So, yes, I'm happy. I can start my life over.
That's incredible. And, Ann, I think you said it right there, starting your life over, and I think that's really what it's all about. You are a dear. Thank you for your time today, Ann. We appreciate your conversation here on the show.
Thank you, Ann.
Thanks,
You're very
Ann.
Welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a great lady. And, you know, this is something, John, that you hear kind of this excitement, this joy really on the end of someone's case like this all the time because they're blessed by your
services. Yes, it is a blessing, and it's very satisfying for me as an attorney to help people through a difficult period of time to get a fresh start.
Yeah. Lori, it is a fresh start. We talked about that in detail last time, a fresh start.
Well, and we use the word blessing intentionally because we feel like people are brought to us, that it's not by accident, and that God wants us to bless them with this. Often good luck comes disguised as disaster, and people come in broken and scared, and in reality, because they are letting go and letting someone help them, that actually God can step in and bless them and help them.
Just amazing. I want to give the information for those who are just joining our conversation. We're talking with our good friends from the Hixson Law Firm today. John Hixson is with us. Lori Trowell, the Director of Operations for the Hixson Law Firm. And we've had many conversations here in the past of this topic of bankruptcy, the process about it. We'll detail a few things here today as well. Just heard from a great lady who had a wonderful experience, as have many with the Hixson Law Firm. Their website is a very, very unique website in that you want to bookmark this when you go to it. Make it a favor because you'll go back to it many times if you're looking at the information. It is called AFreshStartDFW.com. Of course, that's www.AFreshStartDFW.com. And when you get to the site, you're going to find a wealth of information. Lori, I've never seen a site that's so well structured in terms of maneuvering and going about and going back to the homepage and really staying with a lot of the FAQs. A lot of information on the website, isn't there?
Yes, and one of the most important things really is the bankruptcy roadmaps. We've got one for Chapter 7 and we've got one for Chapter 13, and this actually breaks down every step in the process. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing that's unknown and scary. And then along with that, we've got, you know, FAQs, we've got stuff you ought to know, which is good for anybody to go and check out, even if they're not considering bankruptcy. Yeah. There's very good tips in there.
It begins with information, doesn't it, John?
Yes, and we're trying to take the mystery out of the process. It really isn't as frightening as people think it's going to be. And by helping them to know step by step what's going to happen, you know, they can feel a peace about it.
Yeah.
And work with us.
Indeed. Well, you know, and I think the integrity that's at the table here, it makes all the difference. And our listeners certainly is, you know, we want to point our listeners in the direction that is going to be a faith-based firm like you are. And that's just a blessing to us from the beginning. And so once again, I want to give you information. The website, a great place to start, is AFreshStartDFW.com. The number, if you'd like to call them directly, you're ready to make the phone call. It's a free call, 817-261-5000. That is a what we call a metro line. If you've been in the Dallas area a long time, you know we said metro lines that we could call. But it's a free call from anywhere you're calling, 817-261-5000. That's how you'll get to the Hixson Law Firm. Over 20 years experience in bankruptcy. And John, you've focused on this one area in particular because you see a lot of people who are coming into your office that they have nowhere else to turn, nothing else to do but to go this direction.
Yeah, I've been an attorney. This is my 30th year being licensed.
Wow.
And for the last 20 plus, I've been doing a lot of bankruptcy. And it is a rewarding area of the law because bankruptcy allows people to work out of situations that they just don't see a way out of.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned there's a 5-star rating that you've garnered from your clients. And I think that's very important to point out because that says a lot right there. If you have a collection of your customers and clients that give you that rating, that's important because it says that you've done a great job, doesn't it?
Well, we've treated them like people, not like a file number.
Right.
We don't have file numbers. People have names.
I like that.
And we get to know them. And
and we don't treat them like a felon, mm-hmm. where that we require other mill attorneys require all the money up front because they don't think they're a good risk.
Right.
And this is their lowest point. The worst thing that you could do is to kick them when they're down. Mm-hmm. And with us, we find that counterintuitive, and we only require a minimal amount down, and then we can go ahead and file their bankruptcy, and then we let them actually pay out the rest with no interest.
Yeah, that's amazing. Let's talk about that for a second, guys, because first of all, you have the kind of a low price guarantee.
Yes,
you're not going to find an attorney around like any other like this. It's going to offer a low price guarantee. And even on that low price, as Lori said, they'll work with you. Bottom line, you'll work with folks on their financial issues because of the very nature of why they come to you.
They need it.
Yeah.
And this is a ministry for us. So it's a requirement. as far as we're concerned, to help them every way that we can. And that is one way that we can. We have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
John? And we really want to help them and make the process as easy as possible. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't cost any more to be treated well in this process.
That's a very good point. You know, a smile or a good word doesn't cost you really much extra at all. So I love that. John Hixon with us of Hixon Law Firm. Lori Trowell, the Director of Operations. We've had great conversations before. We're having one now. We thank you for joining us. And if this is something that you're listening to this afternoon and you're saying, you know, I know someone, whether it's a relative or a friend, that is going through or about to go through this process, please pass on this information today and be a blessing to your friend or loved one, if you will. John, let's talk about the process of bankruptcy in detail for a little bit here. We know we've heard over the years, Chapter 13, Chapter 7, Chapter 11. What do you see as most common that you're working with from, say, personal debt and issues like that?
Well, it's kind of split half and half between people who need to file a Chapter 7 because they have lots of unsecured debt, credit cards, medical debt, other unsecured debts that they just need relief on.
Mm-hmm. That's a Chapter 7. Right?
That's a Chapter 7, and it's a short-term bankruptcy in which you don't make any payments to your creditors.
Okay.
A Chapter 13 is a much longer term, 3 to 5 years, in which you're going to pay back your creditors some or all of what you owe them.
Now, that would, to me, I would imagine, is a little less straining on their credit report or something like that, right? Or is it?
Yes, it is. It is less straining on their credit report in that they get, credit for being making their payments.
Making payments.
But it's really for people who are facing a foreclosure or have an IRS problem and need help to get back on track.
Yeah, they don't qualify for a Chapter 7 maybe, and they can do a Chapter 13, which doesn't let them discharge all their debt, but it helps them get up on their feet again.
There you go. Yeah, it just depends on what level that you're kind of you're facing. And, of course, Chapter 11, I'm guessing, is for more business-related type.
Yeah, that's for businesses. Mm-hmm. Individuals rarely filing.
Yeah. You know, in the process of this, John, you know, the debt trap, we've talked about the debt trap in one of our previous conversations, and I think you know, people, before they know it, they may be in a situation to where they've borrowed too much, they've gotten over their heads, and they find themselves in a situation that they see no exit. They see no exit door. But when one does come up in the form of a payday loan type company, that's not the direction to go, is it?
No, it's a real bad sign when you have to take out payday loans to meet your obligations.
Why do those payday loans, you know, they come across, guys, as we'll help you, we're here to save you, you know. But it's kind of a fox in sheep's clothing.
It is definitely. Yeah. I wouldn't even be that kind.
Yeah. I have to be.
A rat in sheep's clothing, at least.
But it's a treadmill you can't get off.
Yeah, it's better when you start considering something like that to come and talk to us.
Yeah.
And let's get a plan of action and figure out what's the best direction to go. And, John, you probably want to mention at this point about retirement accounts and that sort of thing.
Yes, I strongly recommend that people do not take loans from their 401ks or other retirement accounts and don't cash them out. They pay the penalty and they pay the taxes to pay off their debts, and they're going to need their retirement in the future, and they can keep their retirements through their bankruptcy. So it's really not a good idea to cash in your retirement.
Again, we say, if you're considering that, if you're thinking that may be something that you need to do, come to us first and talk to us first. Don't come to us after the fact.
Yeah, now's the time if you're considering something like that this far into it. And John, I think it's a good point to ask you this. A lot of people ask this question, how do I know that I need to make the phone call? I mean, what are some signs that someone is facing bankruptcy and they need to give you a call?
Well, when you can only pay the minimum payments on your credit cards and you're just not making any traction, you're just at best treading water on your debts, that's a sign. Oftentimes, things have happened to them where they had an amount of debt that they could kind of carry and were used to, and then something happens. The medical bills come up from unexpectedly, or they lose their job, or worse things like a divorce.
Sure.
Things happen.
Yeah. And, you know, there's, along with things like this, there develops what we are, all know infamously as the phone calls, the harassing phone calls. Mm-hmm. They plague those of us who have been through this or going through this, and they just never seem to stop. But, John, when you start the process for someone, that's one of the first things that you squelch is these phone calls, right?
Yes. Immediately upon filing your bankruptcy, the automatic stay goes into effect, and your creditors are no longer able to call you, write you, sue you. They just have to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. Visiting with John Hixon and Lori Trowell of the Hixon Law Firm, and our good friends here, of course, and we really recommend if you're looking at this process, first of all, that you to really reexamine the whole thing in terms of how you feel about it, because we know that, guys, there is a degree of shame that's involved here. That's one of the first things that I know, Lori, that you help people with, is you really coax them in, because it's a very vulnerable, very fragile time for people when they make the phone call.
Yes, and they need to just let that go. I mean, the days of shame are gone, because mm-hmm. these days you've got to get in line to file bankruptcy. It's a very tough economy, and it has been for some years. I know that the news says that the economy is good and this and that, but the little folks, I don't think, really find that is the case. Mm-hmm. And like John said, if anything occurs, we're all one paycheck away from homelessness, I think the saying goes. But what we find is, if you know, somebody gets divorced, or they get sick, or they lose their job, you know, it changes all the rules.
These are things, John, that are unfortunate situations that come along sometimes in life that we really have no control over, and really never instigated something like that. It just happens, and then people find themselves in a situation to where they need help, and then you bless them with the ministry. I call it a ministry. It's a business, but it is a ministry that you offer. And so what a blessing.
Yes, and it is a blessing, and we enjoy helping people, and it's rewarding work.
Yeah, I imagine. John Hixon, Lori Trowell with us today from the Hixon Law Firm. I want to give you the information. If you're looking for the phone number to call, you're ready to make the call now, or know someone who needs this number, please pass it on. It is a free call from wherever you are, 817-261-5000, 817-261-5000. The best place to start is the website, and it's very easy to remember if you're driving and you can't jot the info down right now, afreshstartdfw.com, afreshstartdfw.com, a wealth of information waiting on you at the website, and it's a great place to start, Lori.
And I want to take this time to remind people again that we have a low price guarantee, and I'd like to explain that a little bit further, because people are so afraid that it's going to cost more than what they can afford. And what we want to do is just take that fear off the table. And we do that by having a low price guarantee, where we're going to be the lowest priced. And if we're not, all they have to do is tell us. And we're not only going to meet that price, but we're going to take another $100 off, because we understand that right now is when they need that sort of break. And that's what we provide to them.
What a blessing. What a blessing. As we heard from Ann earlier, who had just wonderful things to say about you, a wonderful experience with the Hixon Law Firm. Gary is on the line with us once this afternoon here. And Gary, welcome to the show. I understand you had a great experience with the Hixon Law Firm. Tell us about that, if you will.
Sure. Yes, I did have a great experience. Last year, around March, I lost my job, pretty much got laid off. My wife ended up losing her job in February.
Wow.
And before that, I was my salary was reduced about half of what it used to be, just because of the economy and everything. And when we both lost our jobs, we just knew that we couldn't keep up with the bill payments and stuff like that. And we wanted to make sure that we were able to stay in our home and stay in our car, so we could find work and get back into, you know, society and you know, make a living and support our family and everything. So during that time, I decided to make the decision to go look and talk to bankruptcy lawyers. And besides John's, I did go talk to two other individuals that were doing bankruptcies at that time. And out of that, I had the best feeling and the best set my mind to ease is when I sat down with John and went through the process with him. And he was able to give us a good step-by-step understanding of what bankruptcy detailed. And my wife and me, we decided to go with John Hixon's law firm for that.
And tell us the reason again, what did it for you, Gary, as far as making the decision to go with John Hixon?
Well, just the understanding, the upfront and the fee of what it was going to cost was one thing. And then his explanation of explaining the process of how the bankruptcy procedure went and everything like that.
Yeah,
so we've had a great comfort feeling with him and his firm.
And so any of your friends or your loved ones that would happen to go through an experience like this, you would highly recommend, huh?
Oh, yes. Yes, I would recommend, without a doubt.
Yeah. Gary, what's the feeling like now that you're on the backside of this, you're beginning kind of a new path, kind of a fresh start? We've said that many times here, a fresh start.
Sure.
How are you feeling now in terms of just having this stress and this incredible weight lifted off of you?
Well, that's one thing that's been great and everything. And then since then, we've been monitoring our credit. And since we filed, we met John last March and everything, and we went through the process in May. And since then, my credit has come back up. It's getting close to 700 already, which is great.
Good.
Bad thing is that the business I'm in is construction for a commercial, and I'm still out without a job. But the stress of not having to worry about all the bills being paid and keeping up with them, and all we have right now is the house payment and the car payment, and we're doing great with that. So a lot of that stress went away and everything. And
sure.
That's the help with John and his firm helping us get through that process.
Well, Gary, we thank you for joining us this afternoon, and we're praying for your job situation. We know that that's something that you are definitely in prayer about, and we will join you in that. So thank you for your time, and we're so glad you had a great experience with our friends at the Hickson Law Firm.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks,
Gary.
Appreciate
it a lot and everything.
Great guy. Gary is one of these guys that comes along, and he's genuinely, in a bad fix here.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were able to, John, you're able to take 90% of the burden off of him. I mean, he's still looking for employment right now, but look at where he's gone from where he was.
Yeah, it's a blessing because you can get stabilized where you can carry, the essential debt that he has and focus on going forward, getting a job, getting some savings and just getting on with life.
Mm-hmm.
Plus it's, when you're that stressed, you can't be a good parent.
No.
Can't be a good spouse. You can't be a good person seeking a job,
right.
When you're just so frazzled, and this allows them to breathe.
And it gets to the point where people just have medical problems. They are worrying themselves sick over their debts and just feel besieged by their creditors calling them, just constantly. And they receive peace through the bankruptcy process.
Yeah. And, and I think that's why that it's in place. And I think in people that are listening to this and they're looking at making this decision, possibly not to be afraid of entering the process. We encourage people to make that first step, Lori, and make the call. And when they do that, they're going to discover that it's not as bad as they've heard about, right?
No. And I want to reiterate that we really feel like people are brought to us.
Yeah.
Intentionally. And if they hear this and they're so moved, we really feel that they're intended to come to us and that they're in our charge, and we take it very seriously.
Yeah. The number to call again is 817-261-5000. If you're let's say you're in the Denton County or you're in Tarrant County, wherever you are, you can make that call. You guys serve pretty much everyone here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, don't you?
Yes, we do.
So there's no, in other words, if your offices are in Tarrant County, which they are, if I'm in Dallas County, I can still make the call.
We can help you.
Very good. 817-261-5000. If you go to the website, you're going to have a lot of information there. A lot of your questions perhaps answered right there from the get-go. AFreshStartDFW.com. AFreshStartDFW.com. It's a great site. So start there. Learn more about John and everyone at the Hickson Law Firm, and the information's right there on the website for you. You've made it very easy for folks to log on to the website and get started with just becoming knowledgeable about bankruptcy.
Yes, and not only that, but they can download the PDF that's all the worksheets if they so desire. We'll also give them a set when they come in, but if they want to get an early start on it, that's there for them to download. And again, the FAQs and terms and also stuff you ought to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I go over their worksheets with them when they come in and consult with me so that they have an idea of what they're doing. And it's really not as bad as the stack of paper looks.
Yeah, it looks overwhelming.
Like.
But we work with them hand in hand through every step, including that.
Yeah, yeah. And, we pointed this out a couple times in our previous conversations. In a lot of cases that people may have gone through or heard about, they get halfway into the process, and when it comes time to have court, meetings and so forth, the attorney's kind of nowhere to be found. And, mm-hmm. Boy, that's a bad situation. But, John, you walk through every step with them all the way through, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to be there when they have their meeting of creditors. They're going to have their initial interview with me, and I'm going to get to know them as a person, and it's really a rewarding vocation to get to know people.
I imagine so. It really is, Lori.
Well, and we have a really unique team in general. Not only John and I, but Debbie and Maria are as sweet as they can be. They often greet our folks with a hug and say goodbye with a hug.
Yeah.
They're very, very, very knowledgeable and very, very, very nice and helpful.
These are things that you guys do naturally, but it's something that's very important because people are so fragile at this point in time that they need a hug. They need someone to sort of bring some comfort to them and re-encourage them that it's going to be okay.
Yeah, we get it. It's a tough time for them, and we will take the time to sit down and talk with them.
Yeah. A faith-based firm, as you can tell by our conversation, as Lori said before many times, a safe place to fall. Mm-hmm. A safe place to fall as this, you know, happens. And so if you've been praying about this, you're looking at this, this is in front of you, we can't encourage you enough to call our friends at the Hixon Law Firm, 817-261-5000. Make sure you pass that number on to anyone who might need this, someone that's on your heart that you've been praying about, someone you know. We would love to get them in the right direction. 817-261-5000. The website, afreshstartdfw.com. John, the last word, any encouragement you could give our listeners who's maybe, you know, on the fence about this?
Don't wait too long. Many people do wait too long before coming and consulting with us on bankruptcy. And I understand that they want to try to do everything they can to avoid it, but people generally, they wait too long.
Wait too long. Lori?
And remember, it's a free consultation.
That's right. Free consultation. And you're there to help. You're there to help in every way. And so don't be afraid to make that phone call, especially to our friends at the Hixon Law Firm. Guys, thank you for your time. It's always good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ron.
John Hixon, Lori, trial with the Hixon Law Firm. Again, the number 817-261-5000. Log on to the website and bookmark it and really spend some time on the website, afreshstartdfw.com. Thanks for joining us on Consumer Magazine.